presentation.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
February the 9th, 2017. Already. So thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM. I'll get the words out of my mouth here in just a moment. WMIE right here in Cocoa, Florida. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. And today I pray that the word that we share out of Isaiah chapter 60 will be a refreshing word for you. And we've got some exciting things that are coming up. I am so excited about the message I'm going to be preaching on Sunday. We want to invite you to come out. It's not a word that you are going to hear, on the radio broadcast here. So if you want to hear it, I encourage you to come to 165 North Grove Street and Merritt Island this Sunday morning, 10:30. And I'm going to be sharing a powerful word from the Lord this week. Really excited about that. And so we got some people that are traveling, got a lot of people that are traveling this week, and some people are taking some time off at church. And so there things may not be 100% typical at church this week. And so if you are able to come be a part of that, we will do our best to minister to you in love and be hospitable, but please understand we do have a number of people who are away that are part of our core ministry team this week. So we are going to function instant in season and out of season, but we're looking forward to great results taking place in our service this coming Sunday morning. Sunday night I will be preaching as well, and we just encourage you to come and be a part of everything that God is doing at Merritt Assembly of God. We consider it a blessing and an honor and a privilege to pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And we would consider it an honor if you chose to come and visit with us. And we pray for our visitors that God would bless them, lead them, guide them, and place them exactly where He wants them and where they will be fruitful in the kingdom of God. So we want to take this moment to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions. Creative AC Solutions here in Merritt Island, Florida. Bill Andriak, any part of the central Brevard County area, he can get to and help you with your heating or air conditioning needs. The number that you can call to reach him is 759-3284, 759-3284. If your heater needs some help or your AC needs some help, give Bill a call, 759-3284. Tell him you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and he will get you fixed up. We have finally come to the end of Isaiah chapter 60. Like I tell you, we don't normally go through every verse. We didn't go through every verse here. We've read them, but we didn't spend time in camp on them. But there were some verses that we've spent these last two verses, we have spent some prolonged period of time talking about them, that God wants to plant you. He doesn't want you to be a spiritual nomad or a spiritual wanderer. He wants you to be planted. He wants you to be planted in a body of Christ. He wants you to plant where you can grow. He wants you to plant where other people can pour into you and where you can pour into other people. He wants you to plant you not only in a location, He wants to plant you in relationship. He wants to plant you in His calling and in the ministry that He created you to accomplish. We talked about how He wants to have His hands working in your life. When it comes to working in you, He is not a God who wants to delegate that to just anybody. He wants to do the work Himself. I have a friend who is very meticulous whenever they take a project on. And when he does that project, he doesn't want anyone to help him. It takes him longer to do it because he wants it to be done exactly the right way. And in God, when he is working in your life, he is a very hands-on God. And so I shared with you 1 Peter 5:10, and the God of all glory will himself come and pick you up and place you where he wants you and cause you to be established and prosper after you have suffered a little while. God is a hands-on God. We also talked that the reason that he plants you and the reason that he works in us is so that he may be glorified. It's going to be glorious. When God is working in you, it may be painful. It might not be comfortable. It might take longer than you think, but the end result is God is going to be glorified. On yesterday's broadcast, we talked about increase, that one shall become 1,000. And the challenge was given to you and to me to believe God for increase, and not just increase. Let me put it to you this way, that today we believe God for exponential increase. And we talked about how the least little one, a small one, would become 1,000, and a small one would become a strong nation. It's not just about reaching numbers. It is about making influence and imparting strength. God wants you strong. God wants our churches strong. He wants them strong in the Word. He wants them strong in faith. He wants them strong in ministry. He wants them strong in love. He wants them strong numerically. He wants them strong financially, because we've got a ministry to do. We've got a world to reach with the gospel. So can we believe God today to increase us in what we are capable of doing today, not by our strength, not by our might, but according to his Spirit? May we be strong in the Spirit of the Lord. So not just increase, but exponential increase, and not just increase for increase's sake, but increase in strength. And for us to, for there to be kingdom increase, John the Baptist said it this way: when Jesus' ministry was increasing and John's disciples said, we got a problem here. His ministry is increasing and ours is decreasing. And he said, he must increase and I must decrease. So if we want to see kingdom increase, we need to make sure that we are taking up our cross daily and following him, that our selfish nature, our flesh nature, is decreasing on a daily basis, that the temptations of the enemy are losing their allure, they're losing their grip, and that the Word of God and the Spirit of God, the people of God, the love of God is increasing inside of us. We need to make sure that our carnal nature is decreasing, not increasing. So control the things that you can control. And then God is the one who gives the increase. One plants, another waters, but it's God who gives the increase. And so I know that he will increase your influence in this community. So the last part of this, the last line of chapter 60 of Isaiah, where it began, "Arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you," says this: "I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time." Today, I want to challenge you to not only have God to be Lord over your spirit, not only to be Lord over your eternity, not only to be Lord over your physical body, your finances, and your relationship, but I want to ask you to allow God to be Lord over timing. I want to talk to you today about divine timing. Galatians 4:4 says that when the fullness of time had come, that Jesus was born. Let me read it to you exactly the way that it says. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. So there was 450 years, roughly, between Malachi and Matthew. It's known many times as the silent period. There was not much divine communication that was being recorded at that point in time. And then all of a sudden, Zacharias encounters an angel in the temple. All of a sudden, Mary encounters an angel. All of a sudden, Joseph encounters an angel. And before you know it, John the Baptist is born. Jesus is born. And we are on our way to roughly 30 years later, the kingdom of God being impacted. Simeon and Anna had an expectation that God was going to do something, and he was going to do it in their lifetime. There was something that resonated in their spirit that said, this is the time of redemption. Okay? Now, if God was working behind the scenes to make sure that everything that needed to take place did take place in order for redemption and our adoption as sons through the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ to take place, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the recording of God's word. Listen, all of that was perfectly timed. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that means that just as assuredly as God's timing was perfect for Jesus' birth, his timing in our lives is also just as perfect for his glory. So that's one thing. But what I want to share with you here from this verse is that God's timing is a bit fluid. Okay, there were military battles that were strategic, and David was told, hey, when you hear, don't go out. I'm going to position you where I want you, but I don't want you to launch your attack until you hear this event, and then you will know that the timing is perfect. You see, timing is everything. And if you were to talk to people, you would find that almost every one of them are of the persuasion that God's timing is a little slow. In other words, that God doesn't do things as quickly as we would like them to. You know, when I pray, I would like to get my answer as quickly as I possibly can. But there are things that can slow down the timing of God. You say, wait a minute, how in the world is that possible? Well, I only know it's possible because of the Word of God. So let me take you to 1 Peter chapter 3, and it says this: husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Okay? So I can negatively impact the timing of my prayers being heard and my prayers being answered simply by being in discord with my wife, not treating her as a joint heir, not dealing with her with understanding. And as a result of that discord, it slows down the timing process that God answers my prayer. And I don't want that to happen. I don't know of anybody that says, God, I want to pray this prayer and I don't want you to answer it for another 100 years. I don't know anybody who does that. And God says there are things that you need to do. You need to make sure that you address these things, because if you don't, it alters, it hinders, it restricts how I can respond to your invitation to be involved. Okay. Now, I want to take you to 2 Peter chapter 3 again. The first one was in 1 Peter. The second is in 2 Peter chapter 3. And it says this, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." And so it says that we ought to live our life in such a manner of holiness, of conducting ourselves in godliness, that we are looking for. And it says this, hastening, that means to hurry up. That means to speed up the coming of the day of the Lord. Now, if anybody tries to tell you when Jesus is coming back, I want you to do yourself a favor, and that is change the station. Turn them off. Don't listen to them when they're talking about the day that Jesus is coming back. The fact is, I believe he is coming back. I have people who ridicule me and mock me on a regular basis or a semi-regular basis because I believe that. They say, it's been 2,000 years since he came back. How can you still believe that he is coming back? And so I'll take you back to 2 Peter chapter 3, and I will tell you, because God addressed that before they ever brought the question up. "But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And so I understand the timing of God is, there are some people that want that to be right now. I also understand that the reason that God has not said, "Son, it's time for you to go get your bride," is because he is still in the redemption business, and he doesn't want any to perish, but he wants all to come to repentance and to everlasting life. There's still a soul that Jesus is working to redeem. And so let's be doing our job. Let's be taking the gospel to the ends of the earth, like it says in Matthew chapter 24, because it says that when the gospel is taken to the ends of the earth, that's when that the end shall come. So I'm not into date setting. I believe that is used to undermine our credibility. Some people will use it as a means of getting rich or getting people anxious. Sometimes I've known people that got derailed on their spiritual journey because they bought into when someone said Jesus was coming back, and then when it didn't happen, they gave up on their faith altogether. God doesn't want you to do that. You just need to understand that he is in charge of the timing. And so if it doesn't happen as quickly as we think it should, we need to say, okay, I need to make sure that things are right at home. Okay. I need to make sure that things are right with my wife. I need to make sure that there is peace and harmony. I believe that our churches should be known as places of peace. And so all of that is very, very important. But when we are arising and when we are shining, like it talks about in chapter 60 here of Isaiah, it says that when God begins to make a societal change for the good, because the people of God have arisen. They are shining, and God is being glorified upon them and through them and in them, that God said, all of these promises that I am going to bring you provisional increase, I'm going to change the way that people of administrative and government capabilities operate. I'm going to cause them to be righteous and peaceful. I'm going to banish violence from your land. I'm going to banish destruction from your community. People are going to know you as a place of salvation and praise, that there's going to be an increase in provision. They're going to recognize that I have planted you, that I'm working in you, and I am going to be glorified in you, and I am going to cause you to be influential and increase and touch the nations. He said, I can do that in a moment. I can change that. I can hasten it in its coming. Joseph probably didn't think it was going to take as long as it did before God positioned him as the prime minister of Egypt to see the things that God had shown him come to pass. He probably didn't see the process. I had a person describe to me one time that the prophets in the Old Testament, when they saw something, it would be like seeing the tops of mountains from a distance. They could see, but they didn't necessarily know when the timing was coming. But it said that the prophets, they saw the day of Jesus, and they longed for his appearing. They wanted it to be in their day and time. They wanted it to be right then. But God had something better in store for them and for us. So don't get discouraged with the timing, because God's got that under control. In Acts chapter 1, listen to this question. In verse number 6, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to you, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. So God's got the timing thing all down. What we need to understand is what is in Acts chapter 17. I'm turning over there real quick. In verse number 26, it says, and he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times, and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. And so, right here, God tells you that he's in control of your timing. You are divinely placed, not just geographically. I believe that too. I believe that God strategically placed us in Merritt Island to touch the people of our community and touch the people of Brevard County. I believe that he did that. But I believe that he also strategically placed us in time, that we are, that I am God's man for Merritt Assembly of God at this hour. I believe that with all of my heart. I believe that for you as well, that God created things for you to do by his power and by his spirit before the foundation of the world. You are divinely chosen for such a time as this. I tell people that if they are struggling with timing, there can be a couple of reasons for that. I want to share with you three. Okay. One is that you may not be ready for the answer right yet. Let me change the numerology. First of all, there might be a problem that's hindering God being able to do that. So you might not be ready. You might not be ready for that answer to come, because that answer, when it comes, it's meant to be a blessing that adds no sorrow to it. So we need to be working on the increase like we talked about yesterday. So when the answer comes, we are ready for that, and it won't destroy us. It won't be detrimental to us. It won't hinder our walk with God in any way. The second is, God may be working to mature the answer. If there's a person that God is looking to bring into your life. He's working on them just the same as he's working on you, and they may not be ready yet. And so you need to be praying for that situation. Some of you have got things that you are praying about, relationships that you are praying about. I want you to know God's got it all under control. If I had planned for 1,000 years on how I would meet my wife, I never would have come up with the plan that God ended up using for him to bring Cindy and I together. I never would have conceived of it. It was beyond what anything I could have planned in my own strategic thinking. The third thing is this. This is in Acts chapter 17. It says in verse number 27, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. If the answer to prayer hasn't come yet, you might not be ready. There might be a relational problem that you need to address that's hindering the answer to your prayers. That person that God is addressing or wants to bring into your life, they may not be ready yet. God may be maturing them to be ready. But the third option is this. He's got this season set aside for you to search for him with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. Search for him, grope for him, find him. He is very near for you. Don't wait for and procrastinate till a better opportunity comes along. Today is the day of salvation. Faith is now. It's not just in the future. It is now. Now faith is. It is the same. And so I want to encourage you, reach out for him. Search him. Study your word. Spend time in prayer. Sit under the ministry of God's word. Grow in your faith. If the answer to your prayer hasn't come, say, man, I am going to grow. I'm going to develop. I am going to increase in such a way that when that answer comes, I am going to be ready for it. When you and I are ready to glorify God, Isaiah 60, verse number 22 says, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. He said, when it is time, it's going to be a suddenly moment. One day, Joseph was in a prison cell. The next day, he was before Pharaoh. Soon after that, God had given him the strategic plan and the position of authority to save Egypt and to save the population of the world. God is a good God. His timing, I tell you what, today it looks like there's no hope for the situation, but I've experienced in my own life, literally in 24 hours, God can change everything. He can do more in a minute than you can do in a lifetime. Trust God with his perfect timing. See you next time, right here on the Refresh Radio Broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.